Bloody Baudelaire by R.B. Russell. Narrated by Ant Richards. Part 1. Lucien Miller always cherished his memory of the short time he spent at Cliff House. Almost immediately afterwards, he became scared of forgetting the detail of what had happened, so he wrote it down and returned to his account time and again over the years. Nostalgia was a vice with a grip on him that he refused to relinquish. Above all it was Miranda Honeyman, who he wanted to remember. He needed to permanently fix her in his mind, as she had appeared to him on the night of the arguments, on the night when it all went so horribly wrong. He didn't want to lose the image of her as always elegant, and wearing one of her habitual tight dresses that fitted close, all the way down her skinny arms to her wrists. He needed to be able to see her wonderful red hair in his memory. Of course, describing the Miranda of Cliff House meant describing Gerald Kent, her partner, and he did this with reluctance. Gerald was tall, with black hair and round glasses that were affected by a pose. Lucien disliked him from the start.